Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
That feeling when you throw out the final sliver of pumpkin pie that sat on top of the microwave for 5 days. You know it's no longer hygienic, but you deeply considered still eating it.
That sounds like you, Sarah. Is it weird and wrong if my cat stares at me when I'm naked in the shower?
It's weird and wrong, but my cat does the same thing. Meet your new favorite towels, says Instagram. Back in stock, the internet's favorite sweater, says Instagram. People can't stop talking about this lint roller, says Instagram.
Last chance to save, y'all. Best deals ever. The sale of the century. I have a thought. Maybe you don't need it.
Maybe you don't. Have such a good day.
Welcome back to Have Such a Good Day.
The show. Okay, Heather, my little shadow.
I have become your shadow. I have. Hello, here we are again. Did you miss us? We've been gone only, what, a few days? But a huge holiday has passed. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling
one size larger, Sarah. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling okay. I weighed myself the other day. It's sort of, you
why
know.
Why did you do that?
I don't know, because I'm a weirdo. And, you know, obviously a glutton for punishment.
Yeah.
What was funny about this is that, okay, so I've got the scale that needs, you know, it's like a digital scale. So it needs batteries.
Yeah.
And I just hadn't, like, I don't know. I don't weigh myself on a daily basis. More like once or twice a week. You know, just kind of making sure things are all good in the hood. Kind of thing. And the other day it just wouldn't turn on, you know, and you know, you have to like press it with one foot to get to the zero and then you step on it kind of thing. Like I'm aware
got
of
it.
This.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it just, yeah, instead of like giving me like the 00, it just said low, like L-O. So I was like, oh God, all right, we need new batteries. You know, like this is, you know, who even knows when batteries go into scales, right?
Yeah.
And so I changed the batteries and I stepped on it and it worked as advertised. And I was like, well, I don't like the look of this. Okie dokie. Sarah has had too much pumpkin pie.
So for me, I don't weigh myself at all. I know people do. I know people who do it religiously, like every single morning. I don't, only when I go to the doctor. However, I can tell if I've gained a pound or two when I put on certain jeans.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, wow, oh, yeah, these are tighter than huge.
Oh, yeah.
And that's just my barometer of, and then I'll start wearing my like slightly bigger size because I'm in between two sizes. So it's like when I wear my 25s, I'm like sometimes 24s where like those are the ones maybe I'll go out and they're kind of tight. But they're fine. They're comfortable enough. I just wouldn't like lounge around in them. I might wear my 26s on the weekend, you know, I just sort of be a little bit more cash or, you know, my baggier jeans, which I do have.
The baggier style, the 90s style,
which is hot right now.
I was joking with somebody earlier today about indoor pants and they were like, well, what's indoor pants? And I'm like, you know, like sweats or, you know, stretchy
or
things
leggings
that, yeah, yeah, don't, you know, have like a specific fit. Like you can,
yeah,
you can make them your own. Now, people joke about indoor pants cause it's like, oh, mm-hmm, you're not trying that hard. Like you're not like actually like, yeah, putting pants on. They're pants. I mean,
I
go outside with indoor pants all the time. Maybe I'm not going to go to like a fancy restaurant in,
sure,
you know, in my indoor pants, but they're still like, I mean, they're not like embarrassing or anything like that.
No, I have some cute sweats. I mean, indoor pants, party pants. I mean, there's all kind of pants out there. Crazy pants.
There's also like there's definitely a line where it's like, I have pajama pants that I would not.
Sure. I'm not going to wear those out to the bank. No.
They're like.
People do that though.
Yeah. Like, it's like, there's a reason they call them intimate wear. It's like, it's not even like sexy stuff. It's just like, they're clearly pajama pants. And
it's
comfy. Not going to Bank of America wearing those pants.
No,
I would not do that.
Maybe some like cute pink sweats to the post office or the grocery store with some like booties or something. It's
100%.
Like, sure. Like I am never going to wear my PJs to the bank, which I've seen that happen. I've seen people do that and I have been scarred for life. Y'all, welcome to the show that unpacks the absurdity of everyday life for your entertainment.
Absurd is the word, Heather.
Pajamas to the bank.
Wearing pajamas to the bank. Like I see people around, I mean, where I have been living for the last couple of months, few months. I will see sometimes, like, I don't really care if somebody's wearing pajamas. Well, at the same time, it's like, depends on the time of day, right? Like if it's 4 p.m. Sure. and someone's in pajama pants, I'm like, well, maybe you work nights. And so you've been sleeping and like this is your morning, because I consider that sort of like a morning thing where you're like, eh, who cares? I had to run an errand, you know, sue me.
Totally.
But what always gets me, and part of this is just because I am, and I don't know how much we've ever talked about this, Heather, although I know you and I agree on this. I am a no shoes household. You know, you go inside, you take your shoes off. It's the first thing you do.
Yeah.
And, you know, put on slippers, or maybe you've got comfy socks, or maybe you want to, you know, go barefoot. I don't care. But shoes in the house just makes me feel crazy. I've known lots of people who are like, why are you like so weird about it? Like all sorts of things have been outside and you bring them into the house and put them on various surfaces. And it's like, Yeah, but shoes, I don't know. Like,
no, I'm with you. But it's like, what's worse? You know, because it's funny that you mentioned this today, because when I put my boots on this morning, I do have a lot of shoes by the door. We are not an exclusive no-shoe household. It's really tough. You haven't seen my layout yet, but it's just really hard to always do it, always change into slippers. But because sometimes I'm in and then I'm quickly back out, or I'm going to the garage, yeah, my car, right. I'm going to the garden real quick. But this is such a gripe I have living in a place like this where there's no sidewalks, is this pair of boots. I went into the bathroom real quick. Like, I had already been wearing them. I was dressed for the day. I had some meetings this morning. And so I like ran in the bathroom to grab one thing with my boots on. And then I like kind of got a little startled, because on the ground there was this like weird looking like thing that looked like a big bug, but it was actually a clump of dried mud that came off my boot, you know? And it's that's one reason enough to like take your shoes off before cruising around the house.
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely like, there are cultural reasons, you know, sometimes, yeah. You know, people just are like, no shoes in the house. I am somewhere between that and just sort of what you're talking about, where I'm like, might be a clump of poop that comes in from outside. You know, it's like, I don't walk around barefoot outside, so I don't want my shoes to be inside. I mean, it makes sense to me.
It's worse almost. Yeah, I'd almost rather have mud than like, you know, real like a dirty cigarette butt, or like, you know, something from like a city sidewalk that's dirty.
Yeah.
Like human urine and, but so, you know, stuff that is super disgusting.
Yeah, I just feel like I'm like, it's not that hard. It can be a little annoying if you're like coming in and out of the front door, like, you know, maybe you're doing various errands. I mean, sure. And there are some times where you just kind of go like, okay, I'm in a huge hurry. I'm just going to just bite the bullet. It's not the end of the world. But going back to the idea of pajama pants at the bank, one of the things that makes me insane is people wearing slippers outdoors.
Samesies.
So it's like people wearing shoes indoors, where I'm like, take your shoes off. I mean, isn't it just better that way? Like, you know, like, you can't really argue with me that it's not better this way. But wearing slippers outdoors, even like, and like, slippers are, you know, it's not like a one slipper fits all. Ha ha. You know, some slippers are like, you know, they kind of have like a, you know, like a pretty like decent bottom, and they're sort of meant for.
They're almost like shoes.
Yeah, they're meant for. I don't really know what they're meant for, but they're just like a little bit sturdier than other slippers.
Yeah.
But even so, I'm like, okay, well, that's just a nice fit for your slipper. You're not supposed to go to the bank in your slippers.
Well, you know, this is an interesting thing to unpack, Sarah, because recently a guy rolled into the local cafe. It was like late morning. It was like 11. So not like super early in the morning, but like also not like the afternoon. Wearing slippers and like, you know, somewhere between pajama pants and sweats. It was kind of a gray area. but the slippers sort of like, there's something a little bit, I don't want to use the word offensive, but it is a little annoying. It's like, it's almost disrespectful or something. I can't figure out what the feeling I had. It was just like,
like disrespectful would not be the word that I would use, but I know what you're going for. It's like,
yeah,
it doesn't,
like,
even
kind of sloppy.
It doesn't like offend me, but I'm like, what is happening right now?
Yeah, but what is the feeling that we feel?
It's more than annoyance. You know, I'm not gonna ask a stranger too many questions, although I would love to. But it's almost like I'm like, well, but are these your outside slippers, or do you go inside with the slippers? Because now these are just shoes, but they're clearly like fuzzy slippers.
Yeah, exactly. And then I'm like, well, maybe I make a concession, because maybe he lives two doors down and he's literally just like rolling out. He could be literally next door
or
to this
in a
cafe,
hurry, or yeah, like, who knows? I mean, I'm not.
I'll let it slide.
I'm not going to judge y'all, because I'm wearing indoor pants right now as we record this podcast. And I will probably keep them on when I take my dog out as soon as we're done. But yeah, there are just certain things where it's like, I just
kind of etiquette.
I just want to know more. Yeah. And I mean, etiquette is eye of the beholder. And there are a lot of etiquette things that I just don't subscribe to. Like, I mean,
100%.
Not wearing white after Labor Day, you know, like there, there are a lot of things that people care about where I'm like, that's so dumb. Who cares?
It's so dumb. You know, it's really funny. There was one fashion blog that the post that they sent out right before the holidays was literally how to, if you really insist on wearing sweatpants to like a holiday party, here's how you can dress them up. Like full on heels, like nice sweats, earrings, like really doll it up, but like wear sweats. I mean, it wasn't even a joke. It was,
I think the pandemic has changed
the sweats thing.
I actually bought a pair of sweats. I'm kind of, you know, this is, I would consider this like I'm doing like air quotes, like fancy sweats, right? Where people go like, what's a fancy pair of sweatpants? It's like, I don't know. They're just expensive and fancy or something. But I have a couple pairs of them. I wouldn't feel right, you know, again, using the bank reference, like, no. There's a pair of sweats that I have that have like holes in them, but like, again, lots of jeans like have holes purposely. Yeah. Like it's, you know, on purpose. It's a style. But they're kind of fitted. I mean, they don't look, I mean,
like joggers.
You probably would look at me and be like, all right, she's wearing sweatpants in public. But like, they're like supposed to be like cute.
Sure.
Like you wear them with cute shoes, probably not heels. I don't think I would ever do that. But like, you know, yeah, like cute, I don't know, you know, running shoes or, you know, a sweater or, you know, whatever, that sort of thing. But there's one pair of sweats that I have that I bought for this exact reason, because I was just like, it was kind of when I was having health issues a couple of years ago. And I was like, F it. You know what? We're going indoor pants full time, y'all. And they came. I had bought them on the internet, of course. They came and they were like so puffy and like, they fit me. I mean, like vertically they fit me, which is, you know, I mean, that's saying a lot because I'm so little, but like they were just like thick and very much something that you would wear like in a sleeping bag while camping. You would like not dress these sweats up. No. I wouldn't even go to Safeway in these sweats. And it's not to say that I don't like them. I actually do. They're my favorite sweats, but like, they're just like unflattering and
I know what you mean.
Big and puffy.
They're like super comfy.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah, that's all they are. And I was like,
that's kind of how I feel about the '90s jeans right now. I'm like, I'm.
What are
I'm
the
not
'90s
like,
jeans?
The '90s style is like so back, where it's like you've got these baggy
like
jeans are getting baggier. Not even bell bottoms, like wide leg, like where it's like not just you know where it hugs the hips and then opens up into a bell.
Oh, it's like that's it's like all the girls with the half shirts and the big baggy jeans.
Big baggy jeans that are straight. They're kind of like, it's all one like wide leg.
Yeah, it's like wide boot cut.
I get it. I have one pair that's like maybe like not as comically large as the ones you see out there. But I'm also kind of a small person. And the more baggy stuff I wear, I get really lost. And it's not very flattering. I feel like you have to be like really a model. Like you have to have like a really perfect model body to like pull off stuff that on the rack is kind of ugly, let's be honest. Anyway, we could get caught in this fashion loop all show long if we want, Sarah.
Yes.
But I know there's other things we need to talk about
Let's loop
today.
On out of that. thank you for indulging my sweatpant journey, everyone. And we want you to have the right pants for you. But going forward, I know in last week's episode, and I think the week before that, just because this is all I think about, talked about apartment hunting. Apartment hunting from afar, specifically. So this is me like looking at a couple photos of something and trying to figure out like, is this, you know, a scam? You know, why is it, you know, so expensive? Or why does it seem to be underpriced? You know, you just... You never know what you're going to get. I'm looking at in Los Angeles specifically, which anybody who's familiar with that urban sprawl knows that, boy, do you get, it runs the gamut. You never know what you're going to get. You really kind of have to be there. So me having been up at my mom's house for the holidays has proven to be somewhat difficult. And I've been lucky enough to have some folks that are in the area, you know, check out places that I thought were, you know, really promising for me. And in fact, I'm even while we're recording, I'm hoping to hear back from this place that I really, really want. But again, like I have not physically been there. But I think, you know, the whole process sometimes, Heather, I know you know this because you have a good sense of kind of apartment style and interior design. Like
you'll look
at a place and you'll just be like, this isn't even that bad of an apartment, but what the fuck are they doing? You know, like, why is the couch orange? And, you know, like, or like, you know, you can tell that they've put like fake furniture in there, you know, kind of AI type stuff.
Yeah,
where it's all designed to like look like the perfect apartment, but you're like, no, these aren't real pieces of furniture. Like you can like
that's creepy. I've never experienced the AI apartment hunting because
oh,
I haven't looked for an apartment for a few years. So like the AI thing. Oh, that's kind of gross.
Well, it's what's nice about it is that it is, you know, quote unquote staged, right? Not unlike if you were going to buy a house, which I'm not going to anytime, probably ever. Just we're not in that place in my life, but it always it's like, oh, the couch fits so nice on that wall, but it's like, but how long is that couch? Is that a real couch? And you can kind of see on the edges that it's been put in there. This is the new thing, but so there's that. So there's, you know, an apartment that you kind of go like, okay, well, none of that stuff is going to be in here when I get in there. So, you know, let's use your imagination type thing. And then there are other places that are like so gorgeous. And you kind of go like, well, what's the catch? And there's always sort of a catch, you know, nothing is really just cheap or free for no reason.
Sure.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe, you know, something falls out of the sky and you get it. But, like, that's pretty seldom.
Yeah.
Usually there's something going on. And I'm fairly good at sniffing it out. Not always, obviously. You know, I was almost duped recently just because I've been, like, aggressively trying to, you know, figure out my next move. But yes, it is... It is odd, and there are a lot of little tricks, though, that I think are really helpful. Now, one of those tricks is, I mean, you, everybody out there, and you, obviously, Heather, know Google Street View. It's like, all right, let's see what it looks like. Let's look around, you know? I walk out the front door, like, what does the street look like? Like, what is it like? Yeah, like, what's the vibe? What does it tell me? Are there trees, you know? What's the parking situation?
Is there a homeless camp encampment?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, and if there is, I wouldn't be the first time I lived near one. But what I have, and I'm a little late to the game on this, gonna be honest, is that Apple Maps has its own street view. And, you know, their cameras take things at different times than Google's. You know, I always just went to Google for the longest time. And there was an apartment. It wasn't an apartment I got, unfortunately. I don't know. It was rented to someone else. But I really liked it. This is a couple of weeks ago. And I had a friend go and look. And she was like, oh, yeah, this is great. You know, get the apartment. But the Google Street View version of it was like clearly when, because it had been recently renovated, the building itself. And so when you look at the Google Street View, it's like, oh, it was like during renovation. So it looks like crap. But you're like, oh, okay. But I get what they were doing. And she was like, oh, but like, but the Apple Maps version is like really nice. Like you can see what it looks like now. And I was like, oh, I hadn't done that. I mean, I use Apple Maps as far as driving in my car here and there, but I'm not really looking visually at it. And yeah, you can get a very good, you know, between the two, you can get a pretty good, I mean, again, this is granted that whatever you're looking at is actually has been mapped and not every street will be, even in urban areas. But in urban areas, good chance that unless it's like some like weird alley, it probably has been mapped by one or one or both. And and they will give you a couple different, you know, even like, even if it looks the same, it's like different time of day, the light is different. And it just gives you that much more of like a good sense of like, okay, here's what we're working with. Which is, has been helpful to me because this is Heather. When I move into my next apartment, I swear to you, I will not talk about this for 12 months minimum, because that's the lease.
Okay.
Agreement. Okay. Because I have become an insane person.
Yeah, I know it does make you insane, but maybe this will make you feel better. I have a friend, she's a good friend of mine, who had to purchase her house, her current house, from afar without, like, before seeing it in person. She literally purchased a house from Europe back in the States and never saw it in person. So I think renting is a lot better than that. I would be a little bit nervous pulling the trigger on anything without seeing it in person. But I think, yeah, technology today, and especially I got to check out the Apple Maps version of Street View because I haven't done that. But yeah, I mean, it's like you can just parse it together. It's like a puzzle. It's like, okay, yeah, you can see every angle. You see the inside, you see all the corners, the front, the back. And so, yeah, why do you need to see it in person? What is going to reveal itself in person that you're not going to see on a video or like really crisp photographs? Maybe there's a smell. Maybe there's, you know, something that, and maybe I'm sure they're working on this technology. In fact, someone the other day, we were joking about Instagram as we were at the top of the show of all the, you know, all the sales and just all the coercing of buying things. And a friend kind of chimed in and said, I said, it's like the mall, but you don't have to get out of bed. And she's like, yeah, but there's no a Cinnabon or something. I'm like, well, that's coming. The scent technology is coming. But yeah, I mean, other than that, you know, what else would you actually see if you were there in person? I don't know, like a feeling, a vibe.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. But it's exciting, Sarah. Like, I'm excited for you. I think it'll be a really, like I told you earlier this year, you're going to have a change. You're going to get out of this muck. And it's going to be new and exciting. Look at you. Look at you now. Yeah. You're on your way
to your new life. Yeah. I mean, I think, I don't know. I mean, you and I have talked about this a lot. We've also lived together as roommates. I mean, we know how it is to move around. I have never really, you know, there's never been like a sort of like, oh, this is home for me for more than a few years at a time.
Yeah.
Like, including when I was a child. My parents and I moved around. You know, we were renters. That's just kind of how life works. And, you know, various stuff that had to do with, you know, my dad's jobs and this and that. And, you
it's
know.
Sort of ingrained in you.
Yeah. At the same time, I mean, moving is not fun for me. It's actually really stressful. And because, you know, a home is... You know when people get like woo-woo and be like, my home is my sanctuary, and you're like, but like it is, and it should be. And if it isn't, it's like, okay, well, what purpose does it serve? Like, is your neighborhood your sanctuary? Because that's okay too. Like, you could be like, I want this neighborhood so bad, and like, I don't care if the home itself is like not that big a deal. I work from home, so the home itself is a pretty big deal. You know, even if I'm working out of the garage, which I am right now, it's like there is a space thing that is like, it really does matter.
It does matter. We spend a lot of time at home. A friend that I went to her Friendsgiving party up the road, she was just saying, she's like, we spend like 90% of our time, and they have a couple little babies also. So like they're kind of... you know, they're kind of trapped at home, not trapped. They have a beautiful home, but she's like, I mean, we just, you know, we spend a lot of time at home, and people do. I mean, unless you're, yeah, you're like a, you're an excessive traveler and you always want to kind of bounce. But, I don't know, home is a sanctuary or can be. And I feel that way. I want to have home as a sanctuary, which is why we should take our shoes off, leave them at the door. You know, it's funny, real quick on that note, I'm looking for like a new, like, I feel like shoe racks and just like, you know, mudroom, shoe organization, I just don't like any of it. And I think that's part of the problem that I have is I have these inlay like shelves in my closet that are amazing. They're for shoes. Like I don't even put the boxes there. I just put all the shoes I wear on a regular basis and it's great. But that's upstairs and not right by the door. So I'm actually looking for a solution. It's hard to display them and them not to look muddy and dirty and crappy and all of that. But that's on my long list of to-dos. The really dizzying thing, though, lately, Sarah, is all of these sales, days in a row of all these sales. And I was actually listening to a lot of podcasts about this and how it's kind of called like Gray Friday now because it's kind of like there's all this gray area of like when it started.
Really?
And yeah, I read that
gray
somewhere.
Gray Friday just sounds like, don't get involved in that. Gray Friday.
Yeah. Exactly. But like it started way early. I mean, a lot of retailers, there's a lot of competition now. And I think people kept starting earlier and earlier because they thought, well, if I don't, we're going to miss out and people are going to buy it because there's so much competition with these retailers that sell the same products. So I don't want to belabor this, but, you know, today is Giving Tuesday. My inbox is basically like the animals are counting on you. And, you know, it's all about like giving to places that need your help, which I'm going to do for sure. Probably all my money is going to go to the animals. I will give to other institutions too. But for me, a lot of it is animals. Anyway, I'm fatigued. I was very tempted yesterday, though, to get that litter robot thingy. I didn't. It's expensive, but I've got the tab open. I know it would change my life because instead of four litter boxes, I'd have one. So while the ads for sales were pummeling me, I did escape for a bit. It was a great Thanksgiving holiday with a bunch of turkeys, some meat, some human turkeys. I actually spent a lot of time with some really cute kids and, played indoor soccer, like in the house. Yeah, just like fun little games. Ate a ton of food. And it was sort of like the perfect balance of like party fun and relaxing fun. Because it was like a 4-day weekend and it felt long finally. Played some pool, you know, drank some, you know, hot toddies and it was festive. It was nice. But now we are on to the kind of the long slog before Christmas, in terms of the pre-Christmas, Christmas and post-Christmas sales. I was thinking, maybe we should just skip all of that and just stop shopping and like watch the fire in the fireplace, go for a walk on the beach. Maybe it's not all about sales. It's not all about material things.
Oh, Heather, actually... yes, it is. Come on. What are y'all into nature? And but you probably don't even wear shoes in the house.
This is true. But this is kind of our plan for Christmas. It's kind of interesting. This is a new kind of holiday year for me. Don't get me wrong, I do love a present like the next gal, but I feel like we've kind of taken it a little too far. So for Christmas, my partner, my boyfriend, isn't a Christmas guy. He doesn't care about Christmas. He thinks it's too consumerist. He doesn't want to be part of it. He doesn't even want a tree. He's a festive guy. He loves to go to a party, but he's just not big into Christmas. I respect it. Sometimes I wish maybe he was kind of a little bit into it so that we could get festive and he'd kind of get into, I need to figure out what level I'm in on it. Like, I don't even know what I like anymore because my parents kind of dictated it, you know, up until a few years ago. And so I'm still kind of like, I'm more festive in, I would say that I'm more into it than my boyfriend for sure. I'd like to get a tree. I'd like to decorate a little bit. I'd like to, have some hot chocolate and have a fire in the fireplace and just kind of get cozy. I'm still debating the Christmas tree though. And I don't really know. I feel like I need to tap into what it is that I do want. I'm kind of feeling the potted tree, you know, like the one that you plant in the backyard. When you're done with it, you save a tree, basically. My dad used to do it when we were kids. And it's just a little more contained. You keep growing that tree. in the yard as opposed to like cutting something down and then you throw it in the landfill. Either way, a tree's gonna have to wait until after our little mini jaunt to New Orleans. We're leaving day after tomorrow. I'm excited for this little New Orleans long weekend. I don't know what to expect. Apparently there's a Krampus festival, which should be interesting and scary.
What's Krampus?
Krampus is like sort of the creepy Santa character.
What?
That like supposedly like...
Like a crampy Santa? With a
Krampus with a K.
Oh.
It's a legend.
Okay. This is not like Santa Con.
No,
make it like sexy.
It's more of a European. Apparently it's a half goat, half demon monster that punishes misbehaving children.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And he's got horns and he's just like, it originated in Germany and it's this weird thing that does not surprise me that a place like New Orleans is celebrating. You know, New Orleans probably has the most celebrations and festivals like on the planet of any other place. But I'm slightly scared. I think it's going to be kind of weird,
mm-hmm.
but we'll take pictures. Should be kind of a hoot. I'm leaving on Thursday, back on Monday. The show will go on.
Well, Heather, I'm glad to hear that. I've only been to New Orleans once. It was a long time ago. It was for work. So I kind of like got off a plane, you know, checked into a hotel, didn't even go to like, you know, Bourbon Street, you know, did a thing and then kind of just, it was a nice hotel. And so I, you know, anytime I get put up at a nice hotel for work, I'm like, yeah. So I was like, it was one of those hotels where when you're in bed, like you press a button and the TV like rises up from the foot of the bed.
Which is weird.
Totally. Like you wouldn't want that in your like own bedroom, but like in a hotel, you're like, oh yeah, now it's time to order some room service. You know,
oh, that sounds so fun.
And be in a robe.
Yeah, no,
you know,
I love
for
it.
12 hours. But yeah. So I've technically been to New Orleans, but I don't know anything about it. I mean, I know a lot about it from, you know, photos and videos and, you know, good and bad from people who have been there. But I've always, for people who are, you know, they kind of, I don't know, have a traveling spirit and, you know, and really like to get into, you know, what makes a place a place. Everybody loves it.
It's such a, to me, I've been there a bunch for work and for not. And I've had a lot of fun there, done a lot, like a wide variety of things. And I mean, it's a big city. It's a lot to explore. I haven't been everywhere. But what I love about it, it's really, I find it to be like not like any other city on the planet. It's so unique and so full of spirit. And life, you know, it really is people like to party there, you know, people are celebrating, people are, you know, listening to music. I don't think it really sleeps. I did find a funny explanation about Krampus. Have you been naughty? Then beware, Krampus is coming. So apparently the tradition is supposed to like, you know, strike terror in children. But apparently, traditionally, it carries a birch rod to whip those who have misbehaved, people who have strayed from the straight and narrow. So I'm really curious to see what this festival has in store. I'm like, how are you going to be, who's dressing up and what are they dressing up as? And I don't really know what to expect. So the photographs should be very interesting. But yes, excited for this trip. I'm sort of...
Good old Krampus. It's the
I
season
know,
of Krampus.
Right?
Well, you know what? Maybe this is going to get Elijah on board for Christmas after all.
Maybe. Yeah, he's excited for the Krampus festival.
You know, maybe it's just weird enough, you know, weird enough.
He likes the weird.
Yeah, exactly. Sure. Exactly. Oh, that's great. Well, I can't wait to hear about it. And we will all hear about it soon enough once you get back. But I wanted to quickly mention when I was doing Daily Tech News Show earlier today. We're recording this on a Tuesday. One of the stories that we talked about was the study. This was a UK-based study, so certainly didn't include New Orleans or, you know, US anything. UK-based study of people of various ages and how they use the internet. This is an annual mm-hmm. study. It's been going on for some time. This year, a lot of the kind of highlighted stuff was all about AI. Like, who's using mm-hmm. it? Why do they use it? When do they use it? How old are they? And, you know, I won't, you know, run through the minutiae of all this data, but the takeaway is young people, I guess we'll call them Gen Z and Gen A, I think is what's after Gen Z now, because we're going back to the mm-hmm. start of the alphabet, are, you know, this is something that, you know, you use it for schoolwork. You use it for a variety of things. It's just something mm-hmm. that you use as a tool, kind of like how... If my great grandmother was like, libraries, what's the Dewey Decimal System? And I'm like, well, it's like really helpful. You can like learn everything. You just have to mm-hmm. like know how to look for it. I feel like that's what's going on. And so you've mm-hmm. got people who are our age, either who are like, this is pretty rad. Let's embrace it. Mm-hmm. You know, let's be part of it. Many people who are, you know, our peers in age are building these tools. So, yep. you know, you're building, you're using, you know, you're figuring out. But, like, imagine being, like, 10. And you're mm-hmm. like, oh, I need the answer to something. Oh, let's just ask, you know, such and such. You know, that's, you know, might be Snapchat's AI tool. Maybe it's ChatGPT, mm-hmm. which actually tends to skew a little bit older, weirdly enough. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's because of, you know, the press that it's gotten. I don't really totally know. Again, this is UK-based. Mm-hmm. But it just got me thinking of like, this is how I feel, you know, you and I were just kind of just out of high school when the internet was like a real thing. BBSs and, you know, being able to dial into the net was around for a long time before that, but it was like AOL Online, you know, was a lot of people's first foray into like, oh, wow, I can like talk to people on a computer, you know, and like, you know, enter queries and get results. And like, this is pretty fun. Wow. Now I got lost. Now I'm like in a really other weird place on the internet, you know, like, how do I get back? You know, a lot of that stuff sounds so antiquated now, but there was a time where there just wasn't any of that. And if you're young enough, you just don't know that life.
Totally.
You've never had a life where there wasn't this. And you know, that's, you know,
it's so bizarre. It's kind of like us and like,
television,
you know, tape cassettes and CDs.
Yeah.
Like, or, you know.
Like, I mean, my mom was alive. She always loves to tell the story. She's like, I was 10 before television existed.
Yeah.
She's like, I mean, I was young, but like, we just sat around the radio. Like, that's what everyone did.
Oh, totally. I was just going
to
say my
like,
dad
if you were even lucky enough to have a radio.
Listen to radio shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
shows.
Like, she's like,
live.
Like, we got a television when television was invented. You know, it's like, wow. You know, like, it's so mind-blowing how
really
there,
is.
You know, these generations that, and it's not... I mean, trust me, sometimes I'm like, you know, if we didn't have TV, maybe I'd be better off. But, you know, it's not like, oh, the more technology you have, the better. Very much a you know, one size does not fit all, right?
Yeah,
but,
for sure.
But this is, the AI thing is like, okay, here's our wave. This is the next wave.
Yeah. No, you're right. It is.
It is. And it's like, what's it for? You know, is it like... We're trying to figure that out right now. And that's why people are so flipped out about it half the time is like, well, it might be bad. And it's like, well, okay, well, what do you think is going to be bad about it? Well, I don't know, but it might be.
I think it's the unknown.
Yeah.
And people don't like the unknown. And so it seems scary, but like it is helpful. And I mean, it can be helpful and use it for good. But I did hear some AI professor or something on the radio the other day saying like, that they've been, you know, they track who uses it, like ChatGPT, and they were like super surprised at how little people are using it and that they sort of expected it to be more utilized, which I thought was interesting. And I've only used it once or twice, honestly, but I have friends who use it all the time, like they, you know, like every day. Yeah, it is. It's interesting, Sarah, because it is like kind of the next wave. It's like, this is what kids are going to be so naturally geared to like use this in their everyday life. And it's going to be weird for us to see it evolve.
Yeah.
It's going to be very strange. We're going to be those old people going, I remember when I was, when AI first started.
There weren't even any robots.
Yeah.
No, it's true. I mean, it's, I used to always compare this to, because again, I was in college when sort of like, I was also in college for broadcasting, and broadcasting was going through like a huge shift because like video editing had just come on the scene, like Avid systems.
Yes.
You totally. Know, like that was really new, really new. Like everyone was doing reel to reel shit before that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, in fact, totally. Like most of my like formal training is like based on a world that does not exist anymore, unless you want to just, I don't know, be like, you know, cool about it. And just be like, I like reel to reel editing. Like, who would want to do that? Like, no.
Well, it's like some people still like, they still develop their own photographs. Like I was just reading an article about that new Emma Stone movie.
Another good example. It's like, maybe it's a little bit hobbyist and it's like, it might be a little harder to do, that's like outside of a hobbyist thing, but it's certainly possible. But you know,
I
remember kind of thinking, gosh, you know, a lot of this stuff as I go into the workforce, you know, as a 18-year-old, well, I was older than that when I graduated college, but you know, that's how old I was when I started college. But, you know, this is all going to be really different. Like, I wonder what like my jobs are going to be like. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, I mean, the industry is, I mean, people don't even work at TV stations anymore. Some people do, but most of us don't. But here we are. You and I are, I mean, you all can't see us, but Heather and I are like, I mean, we've been doing internet video for quite some time.
We're like kind of relics, because whenever people go, well, how did you start your career? And I'm like, well, I started in broadcast television. And they're like, huh, what's that? It's like, and then, yeah, we did internet TV. Like we didn't create it or invent it, but it's like we were there right at the beginning.
Right at the beginning. You know? Yeah.
Right at the foundation.
Whenever I say broadcasting, like, I mean, like what my like major in college was is not really a conversation I have with people all that much anymore, but it every so often it comes up and I say broadcasting and they're like, oh, like sports? Because that's almost one of the only things that you still think of as like a broadcast thing, because it's live and it's regular. Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh, broadcasting, it's live and it's regular. And that's true. But I never, you know, I've never really worked in the sports industry. It's just, it's.
I know. It's funny. It's like the word has gone the way of the dodo.
It's entertainment is just, it's so different. It's so different.
It really
now.
Is so different. And I remember the wave of reality TV like knocking on my door. And I was like, I was kind of trying to decide what to do with my career. And I think it was the time when you hired me at an internet at Revision 3 in San Francisco. And at the time it was either like, okay, you go into the hungry maw of reality TV in Los Angeles, and that's what you're going to be doing. You're probably going to fall into only doing that, because a lot of people did when we all left that one TV station. I couldn't do it. I was like, this is not what I want to do. I wanted to stay in LA, but I just wasn't interested in the reality TV world. Nothing has really changed since then. But actually, speaking of reality TV, I wonder, I've mentioned this to you, Sarah, but I'm wondering if anyone out there is watching the show called The Curse. It's an A24 and Showtime show, and it's really unique. It's a really weird, dark comedy, but it satirizes kind of like a home renovation show. So one of the creators, this guy, Nathan Fielder, he's a comedian. He's done this pretty much most of his career. He creates content where he's sort of taking the piss out of like reality TV. He's like, he kind of makes these over the top like reality shows that like kind of makes fun of reality TV in a way. Him and this guy, Benny Safdie, who he's part of the Safdie brothers. He's done some films. They're filmmakers. And it's starring Emma Stone. So it's kind of like an interesting mix of film and TV people. But it's a home renovation show. It's basically about this couple. You know, it's Emma Stone and Nathan Fielder. They're a married couple. And there's this like curse that sort of disturbs the relationship. And they're like trying to have a baby. And they're making their new HGTV show called Flipanthropy, which is a funny name. But they're basically like trying to create an eco development in this small town in like New Mexico or something. And it's worth watching because it is very unique. I really like the filmmakers behind it. The guys that I worked with on the movie last year actually directed some of the episodes. My point of this whole thing is that the latest episode, which was the third episode, we watched it a bit late, about a week late. We kept trying to watch it over the last couple of days, but there's closed captioning on it. Like it's like burned on it. So we can't watch it. So like you
why
press
would it
play.
Be burned on it?
Well, I'll explain. Okay. So like, you know, you press play. I think all y'all know what closed captioning is. It just speaks what's on the screen in case you can't see it. And so it's like the Showtime logo. It's a silver orb and then it's red and then blah, blah, blah. And so-and-so sitting in your car and, you know, that kind of thing. Well, we went through all the usual steps to turn it off. We're not dummies. We're pretty tech savvy. My boyfriend is very tech savvy with, you know, TV settings to make, you know, it look more cinematic or the audio. Like he's an editor. So none of that was turned on. Like we never have captions on ever. It was just on this one episode. We tested all like tons of other shows, other episodes, movies. So weird. So we're like, okay, well, we'll come back tomorrow and see if we assume that like Showtime would be on it and they would fix it or whatever. Looked at some Reddit, you know, boards about it. Other people were like, what the heck? So other people were experiencing it too. It's very bizarre. But like, what do you do? Because now I'm like paying for, like, I basically bought a month of Paramount Plus, which is so confusing because now there's a Showtime app. But you don't log into Showtime anymore. You log into Paramount because it's part of Paramount.
Sure, sure.
Fine.
Yeah, I know.
But the app is still there and it's just all very confusing and we're totally stumped. The internet is stumped. It's been days. It's been almost a week. Is Showtime on it? Anyone else out there experiencing
this? And it's not something where like you could just be like, okay, the subtitles are there, but just ignore them. It's too much.
No, it's like it's speaking it.
Oh.
I don't mind the subtitles, but it's like going, the silver orb flashes across the screen with the Showtime logo. It's like that.
No, yeah, yeah. That's crazy.
It's like there's no way we're going to watch
there
it.
There have so been a few, you know, I won't tell you how I came across them for research purposes, but there have been a few like movies, you know, that I came across where I'm like, Korean subtitles, like I can just ignore the Korean subtitles. I really want to watch this movie.
Exactly.
You know, that kind of thing. But what you're describing, I guess, is just like, it's like distracting to the point where you're like, this isn't even worth it.
Well, it's also, it's funny because the show is called The Curse. So it's
maybe
cursed,
you're cursed,
kind of. Maybe the joke is on us. Maybe there's a candid camera somewhere. But anyway, y'all, Showtime, A24, Benny Safdie, Emma Stone, maybe you've got some intel. Email us at hi@havesuchagoodday.com. Let me know how to watch episode 3 of your show.
Yeah. Come on, Emma.
Or if any of y'all out there have experienced this or watching this show, I would love to hear from you.
Well, Heather, you're not really cursed. I don't know. You know, you might see some cursed Santa Clauses down in NOLA.
Oh yeah.
When you're there later this week. But just a reminder to all of you as we sort of wrap up this episode of Have Such a Good Day, which by the way is episode 216. 216. If y'all didn't think we were committed, now you know. Okay. We're just going to keep at it.
We're not stopping here.
No,
that's for sure.
Can't stop, won't stop. But just a reminder, we are 100% community supported. That means you. If you want to know more about how to directly support the show, if you can part with a few dollars a month, you can get not only a ad-free version of the show, a lot of people like that, you can join our Discord, chat with us, and your peers, your brethren, as it were, and find out more at patreon.com/havesuchagooddaywithhavesuchagooddaywithhavesuchagooddaywithhavesuchagooddaywithhavesuchagooddaywithhavesuchagooddaywithhavesuchagooddaywithhavesuchagooddaywithhavesuchagooddaywithhavesuchagooddaywithhavesuchagooddaywithhavesuchagooddaywithhavesuchagooddaywithhavesuchagooddaywithhavesuchagooddaywithhavesuchagooddaywithhavesuchagooddaywithhavesuchagooddaywithhavesuchagooddaywithhavesuchagooddaywithhavesuchagooddaywithhavesuchagooddaywithhavesuchagooddaywithhavesuchagooddaywithhavesuchagooddaywithhavesuchagooddaywithhavesuchagooddaywithhavesuchagooddaywithhavesuchagooddaywithhavesuchagooddaywithhavesuchagooddaywithhavesuchagooddaywithhavesuchagooddaywithhavesuchagooddaywithhavesuch lot of our pockets to be a little tight because we're all, you know, getting gifts for everybody else. Or some of us are, anyway. I don't ever get anything. My mom asked me the other day, she's like, do you want more socks for Christmas? And I'm like, not, no, no.
Oh my God, I have a whole bag of socks that I have to keep out of my drawer because I can't fit all my socks in said drawer.
There's something about moms and socks.
I know.
You know,
I
know, and trust me, I mean, I love socks. I'm a pro sock, but I'm with you. Like my sock drawer is, it runneth over. Anyway, we know that not everybody can part with, you know, any kind of, it's just, it. Times sometimes are tight. Times are tight all year round. We get it. We know. If you can support us monetarily, amazing. If you can't, but maybe you have a friend who might like the show, that means more to us really than anything else. So
it does.
Thank you for spreading the word. Thank you for being our buddies. And
oh, total. Speaking of buddies, actually, our Discord. So we got a good crew in there. We got Mike. We got Ed. We got J Mac. We've got Damien. Mm-hmm. Who else do we have? Gardner. We have Jolly Tiki. Mm-hmm. We got lots of fun people. Tina. I mean, endless. And I'm sorry if I didn't mention your name. You probably just aren't active right now. Jake, Philly Codehound. But Mike was saying recently, we were all talking about Turkey Day, obviously, and shopping and all that. And, you know, he was saying that he did a little online shopping, but didn't go near any stores. I do not blame him. He said that his family went to Target, seemed quiet. He's like, I love these terms. We mentioned some off the top of the show, but like doorbuster deals and like, just, I mean, I cannot anymore. I am wiped out. Anyway, y'all help keep the lights on and we love you. You guys are our buddies. So keep the chatter and
Heather, when we come back together for episode 217, you know what it's going to be? It's going to be December. Okay. So get ready for that. Oh, jelly.
Sarah, okay? I am already like, I'm in somewhat. It's weird. I'm in somewhat dread mode, but also excitement mode because my birthday's coming up and I'm having like a little festive
birthday
party. A little soiree, if you will, with a DJ. No big deal. Mm-hmm. But I'm excited for that. And I think I'm proud of myself that I planned it because it's something to look forward to. But December, no, do not want to be older. Don't really want to go through Christmas, even though we're going to make the best of it, Sarah. And then it's a new year, 2024. Oh my gosh.
I mean, granted, Thanksgiving was like so mellow. Like my mom and I ate food and then I went to bed early. That's what happened. But I knew I was going to do that and it was so chill. Yeah. It's like, you know what? Christmas, especially because I'm, you know, probably moving, you know, or at least I'm, you know, that's where my head is at right now. Might be a little chaotic, but y'all are going to be along for the ride, like it or not.
It's nice to kick off the new year, you know? You got a new year, new house.
New year, new me.
New city.
New face.
New you.
No, I'm just kidding.
New haircut, all the things. New face. Oh, God. You are going to Los Angeles. Did you make an appointment with a plastic surgeon?
I know we're getting silly, but the movie Vanilla Sky, Tom Cruise, Penelope Cruz.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is based on a Spanish movie, you know, from Spain, called Open Your Eyes, which is Penelope Cruz, but another guy who plays the Tom Cruise role, but it's like the same movie. I never really watched the original movie. I only watched Vanilla Sky, which I thought was sort of like, it was fine. It wasn't that great.
Yeah.
But like interesting concept, right?
Sure.
The first movie has much more of like this like mask that this guy wears. I'm not going to spoil anything. I'm not spoiling anything. You know, it's weird enough of a movie on its own. But I've been thinking about the idea of like yeah, like, how could you wear a mask out and about and, like, trick people into thinking that it wasn't a mask? That's hard to do, right?
Yeah.
So, Heather, I'm not going to be, you know, sporting that kind of new face in LA. Just the face of somebody who's happy to not look at Zillow listings anymore.
Yes, that's a happy
face. That's a happy face. And we're happy to have all y'all with us. We hope you're feeling happy. We hope you're safe and warm or cool, depending on what the weather is like outside. We love you. And until next week, I'll be Sarah.
And I'll be Heather. Have such a good day.
Bye.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.